You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last month, Autism New Zealand announced Vaccimate. The online tool helps autistic people with the vaccination process. The introduction of Vaccimate comes as reports of the autistic community struggling to navigate the vaccination process during last year's lockdown. I spoke to Chief Executive of Autism New Zealand, Dane Dugan, on the matter. So Dane, could you just tell me a bit about Vaccimate and how it came about?
Certainly. So we've been talking to the Ministry of Health throughout the whole year, really, around how we can help get our community vaccinated. Obviously, it's personal choice as to whether people want to get vaccinated or not, but we wanted to create or get rid of as many barriers as we possibly could. So, and one of the key barriers that our community were telling us all about was needle phobia more than anything else. So we spoke to the Ministry about that, and a small funding round for sort of niche ideas, and we managed to secure some funding for it, and Vaccimate's what sort of come out of it. And what we know about our community is if we can step out the process clearly, what does it look like, what does each step look like, provide some tools within each of those steps to make it a better experience so our community, then fingers crossed and chances are they're far more likely to actually go out and get vaccinated, which obviously helps our country. So we're pretty excited about it, and hopefully it's going to help quite a few people.
With the whole vaccination process, have we seen sort of any issues with people with autism with getting the vaccine? Maybe a bit of misunderstanding or anything like that?
Yeah, there's been a little bit of vaccination hesitancy, and as we know, obviously within our community, there's been a lot of misinformation about vaccines in the past, and all that's been debunked for quite some time now. So I think there is a bit of general hesitancy towards getting vaccinated. I'm not sure if it's, we don't have stats on whether it's significantly more than the general population or not. But what we do know is that, as I said, one of the biggest barriers is actually that extreme needle phobia. Rather than not wanting to get the vaccine, it's just the fear of actually having to go get it. So this is why Vaccimate was developed, and although it's got a bit of a COVID lens to it, we also hope it might be a useful tool for any jabs moving forward, whether it's flu jabs or the booster jabs or whatever the case may be. The tool's designed to actually help and have some longevity to it as well.
You know, over the course of the pandemic, we've seen numerous instances where communities maybe aren't getting quite enough support, and exactly. I can imagine probably autism, the autistic community probably was one. Can you sort of just touch on that, maybe some of the struggles we've seen?
So yeah, I mean, obviously we're all going through pretty uncertain times, or certainly have been in the last 18 months to 2 years, and for our community, creating certainty in those uncertain times is really, really helpful. So we've actually run 7 vaccine clinics in Botany here in Wellington, and within those clinics, what we did was we tried to create certainty as we can and provide as much support as we can for those people that wanted to come in. And you know, there was obviously a lot of autistic adults that came in, or autistic adults over there in 12 for the last couple, but also actually just some of the general population that came in as well, that wanted basically that required longer appointment times, more tools and sensory tools to play with. So we work with the local DHB here in Wellington to put that together, and that was really, really successful. So we've probably vaccinated almost 600 autistic people in our clinic in Botany, and what we do know is that I'd suggest probably 20% of those people tried to go through a mainstream clinic, and it didn't work for them just because you kind of rushed in and out. It's noisy. Our space has got private individual rooms, so there's that sense of privacy as well, or the actual privacy too. Versus at most mainstream clinics, as I understand, it's kind of just barriered off rather than separate rooms, etc., etc. So what we tried to do is create more certainty now, and now with Vaccimate, it's just another tool in that process to provide more certainty as to what the whole process is going to look like from start to finish. Vaccimate goes right from the beginning and gives you tips and tools to make it less anxious for you. So, for example, if you book a appointment in the morning, you don't have to think about it all day, those type of things, right till the end, right through to the wait time. And at each of those steps, as I said, there's sort of tools that you can go to help you within that particular step. So it's hopefully just another tool in the toolbox that help people, whether they're autistic or not, at the end of the day. If anyone's got a severe needle phobia, hopefully this will help them too.
Now, we know that Vaccimate is an online tool. Can you maybe just elaborate on any other features that's featured with Vaccimate?
Yeah, so part of the idea behind it, after working with the creative people on it, was it's a tool that people can take with them. It's pretty exciting. So obviously you can have it on your phone, you can stop any particular point as well. So if you're particularly worried about one point, you can stop it there. And in certain stages, it'll take you through, as you quite rightly point out, to a separate page that will have some more tools on there to help you calm down or that type of stuff, or also questions that you need to ask. So the tool's designed to be very, very individualised within a structure, which I think is a really important part of it, because different people are going to be worried about different parts of that journey. So to be able to focus on a particular part for that particular person, I think is really important. But no, yes, it's an online tool, and obviously people who, everyone's got phones, we obviously know that, but we are trying to capture the bulk of the population for those people that do use phones. Hopefully it'll be a useful tool for them to take with them when they go get whatever jab it is they're getting in the future.
Is there anything else in terms of within the autistic community you want to see implemented that would possibly greatly benefit them? Because obviously, like I said earlier, many communities have probably been struggling throughout lockdown. The autistic community, I can imagine, is definitely one of them.
Firstly, I guess if you have struggled with the lockdown, and as we start to come out of it now, that's actually some of the more challenging times as well. So those sort of changing environments where, people have been in lockdown, the rules have been pretty clear, and that can actually be a positive for our community. So we've actually had really mixed feedback from particularly the adults in the autistic community, where some have quite enjoyed the lockdown environment and others have really disliked it. So you are bang on. So that's the first thing. So these transition times out of the lockdown, I think, is really quite important for people to reach out for help if they need it. Going back to the vaccine for a minute, ultimately what I've been trying to work with the Ministry of Health with the No Joy at this stage, is to try to have a national rollout of these clinics. Whatever hasn't happened, and ultimately we'd like to do that autism specific vaccine clinics around the country, so we'll keep working with the ministry on that. But I think the most important thing is either go to our website, which is autismnz.org.nz, look for your local branch or Autism Connect, which is an online tool, to talk to one of our staff members. Doesn't matter where in the country now, you can talk to somebody at mostly during work hours and just reach out there. And we can provide help and strategies around, again, creating more certainty around hoping that changing environment that you're about to head into, because we're coming out of lockdowns now, and the traffic light system is a little bit more complicated, I think, than the lockdowns are. So if you want help understanding any of that, then please feel free to reach out.
That was the Chief Executive of Autism New Zealand, Dane Dugan, speaking about the new online tool known as Vaximate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.